USA Radio News.
Speaker of the House Paul Ryan has an update after his meeting with President Trump today at the White House.
He will not sign the bill that came up from the Senate last evening because of his legitimate concerns for border security. So what we're going to do is go back to the House and work with our members. We want to keep the government open, but we also want to see an agreement that protects the border. We have very serious concerns about securing our border.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is testifying on Capitol Hill today. Nielsen discussed the measures the administration is taking to confront illegal immigration by keeping asylum seekers in Mexico.
We have notified the Mexican government of our intended actions. In response, Mexico has informed us that they will commit to implement essential measures on their side of the border to facilitate this process by providing humanitarian assistance.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Two servicemen are suing Defense Secretary James Mattis. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Two U.S. airmen are suing Defense Secretary James Mattis after being discharged from the military because of their HIV-positive status. The Washington Post is reporting the lawsuit filed Wednesday in U.S. District Court in Virginia argues that their discharge last month violates federal law and the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause. The two have tested positive for HIV during Air Force screenings last year. After beginning treatments, their doctors have determined they are physically fit to be deployed.
The Harvey Weinstein sex assault case is headed to trial. A Manhattan judge refused to dismiss criminal charges against the disgraced movie mogul. The 66-year-old is facing five rape and sex assault charges. Weinstein's attorney argued that the entire case was tainted by botched police work. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Every Christmas season, Liette Rebeck gathers her family around and wraps presents for the Christmas season. Now, these presents aren't just for anyone, though. They're for Gold Star families. Rebeck runs a nonprofit organization called Believe With Me, which makes sure children of Gold Star families are going to have a Christmas with gifts under the Christmas tree. She shares with Fox News where she came up with this idea.
So, a few years back, my family and I were going through a really tough time, and I met a Gold Star mom. And she had so much joy and passion and purpose that I kept a picture of her boy and another 29 that were killed in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan. And I looked at those faces every day, yeah. And when I would be tempted to give up in my own battles, I would think about those families and think, I can't
give
up. Right?
Every day,
all year for the rest of their lives. And so I thought, okay, I met with her and I said, you know what, this loss was not for nothing. I'm going to turn it into something. And I asked her to believe with me, and that's what we have today.
She continues on why this cause is so important to her.
I want them to know that America has not forgotten. I want to give our youth, our high schoolers, our university students, young families an opportunity to know their stories and take part in something giving back to these families,
all right,
too.
Liette also said that FedEx is helping with the shipping costs, and if you're interested, please check out believewithme.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.